Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, this is Adrienne. Oh. Who's on right now?
This is Italia.
This is Joy.
Oh,
and Italia.
Thank
and I believe John, Jan is here as well.
Yep,
oh,
Jan,
that's wonderful.
You.
Well, hooray, we've saved the world, finally. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get my producers, because we've been trying, right? Okay, so we're going to get instructions. Go
okay,
ahead, Stuart.
So what I need you to is to tell me which area code Italia is calling from.
Okay, so which area code is Italia calling from? We have
I'm
four.
Calling from 202-967.
Okay, she's got 202-967-5598. That's the.
That's Italia?
That's Italia. That's okay. The only one eventually will be on.
Okay, good.
So
When you're ready to go, I'm going to mute 703 and 202.
Right.
And the other 202.
Okay, good. So
do you guys
let's schmooze for a minute, and then I'm going to call Stuart in. He's going to mute everyone but Italia. Thank you for your patience, and I am very aware of your hard deadlines, okay? But this actually sounds pretty very, very good. What I'm going to try to do is not only do the show, but also have a few minutes for us to go on Zoom afterwards. Okay, is that all right?
Okay. Yes,
right.
That's fine.
Now, and your deadline is, I think, 9:30 my time, 12:30 yours?
Yes,
yes.
I can probably
push
it to, like, 9:35.
Okay.
Then I would have to jump off. Yeah.
Very good. So let me just tell you what we do here. First of all, thank you so much for doing this. We are a longtime podcaster for folks dealing with the issues of aging, and that is called Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Won a lot of awards. Don't have to bother you with that. And we are now piggybacking a spinoff called The Ageless Traveler in connection with my personal mission to get more people volunteering, but not just volunteering and licking envelopes, but really being powerful. So
yeah.
That's why it's so important to me to be interviewing you, and you're going to hear a lot of enthusiasm in my voice. Now, there's also music in the show. You won't hear any of that, and because of our time, I'm not going to do any of our breakouts where we plug and ask people to join our community and all that. What I'm going to do is toss to it, put it in later. So that might be a little strange for you. At some point when you're talking, I'll say, and now I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to go to this, and then a second later you're going to hear me say, we're back to Italia. And you won't hear what's in the break, just to save us time. I sent questions. I've been looking all over your site. It's so exciting. And I will tell you that at one point someone said I was too old. And it isn't true, apparently. So one of the questions I'm going to ask you is, do you have an age limit for joining and being part of it?
Okay.
Because there's a rumor going around that there's an age limit. I want to get rid of that one, all right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll talk about pathways
and
everything else. Okay.
Yeah. I will say, so you are aware, the age limits might be because there are five different programs under the AmeriCorps umbrella. So the AmeriCorps Seniors Program, our age starts at 55. There is another program within the agency, their age ends at 26. So that might be the confusion. So I might try to speak a little bit about that, but I can talk specifically about AmeriCorps Seniors.
Great. And then at some point, again, because of time, I think Joy knows I'm very interested in our Ageless Ambassador Program, sending people to you. And so we'll have to figure out what you're allowing me to put on my website about that and in our Facebook salons, which is maybe one day one of you can be on our salon and explain how they can join AmeriCorps Seniors. Okay? That would be a separate. All right. So we're going to get started. Stu,
yes.
I'm just going to close this door so we have the best sound. I have a soundproof here. And you'll see how we do this.
Okay.
And what is the best way to? Oh, I have to pronounce your last name correctly. Give me. How do I say that?
Sergi. So Italia.
It's Sergi.
Sergi.
Sergi. Right. Okay. So now a minute of silence. 12 seconds, actually. Well, this is the moment I've been waiting for, and I'm not kidding. I cannot wait to interview Italia Sergi. She is the director of AmeriCorps Seniors, with an S. That means all of you, so you have no excuse because it has a plural. We are really going to learn how to be more self-fulfilling by giving to others. You know, we talk about volunteering as if it is a gift we're giving to others, but it's really a gift we're giving to ourselves. We're going to hear about the Foster Grandparents Program. We're going to hear about RSVP. But most of all, we're going to hear about how you can chart your pathway to something that really will light you up. So, Italia, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be able to share more about AmeriCorps Seniors.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. Let's talk a little bit about the core mission. What's the purpose of this? This has been around for a very long time. People have heard about it, but they may not know much about it. What's the mission of AmeriCorps Seniors?
So AmeriCorps Seniors is a grant-making office in the federal agency of AmeriCorps. And AmeriCorps' overall mission is to engage everyone, all of our citizens, in service to community. AmeriCorps Seniors is primarily and exclusively, really exclusively, focused on engaging older adults in service in their local communities, where they can make a positive impact on their community while also, learning, growing, making a positive impact on themselves. So we give grants to local community organizations, and they recruit, train, and place older adults in volunteer opportunities in their communities. And you mentioned our programs. We have
– Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I wanted to say that we deal a lot with volunteering, meaning giving a week or two in another country or even domestically. But this is something I want to bring to the table because it's not a week or two. It's something that you can really make the centerpiece of your life. And let's talk about those programs. You started to mention those programs. Go ahead. We want to hear about them because they're local. There's things that we can really do every week, every day, if we want to give back.
Exactly. So we have three signature programs. One is called the Foster Grandparent Program. And in this program, volunteers are partnered with young people, children, and youth, and really help them to develop their academic and social emotional skills. And so they're placed typically in some type of educational setting, but anywhere children are. And you work with them, you commit to them, work with them over the course of the year and help them just to develop. If they're having challenges in any kind of academics, you might tutor them, help them with their social and emotional skills, which also increases their learning. But that's what our foster grandparents are doing. You can serve, the service hours are about a minimum of 5 hours per week, but we have volunteers who are serving 40 hours per week. So it really is up to you and how much time you have to offer and commit.
I did want to tell you that my father-in-law was a foster grandparent. And for decades, and I will tell you, he told me it was the best time of his week. And he passed away at 92. He started this maybe around 80. And so for dozen years, he never ever stopped, and he had stories. So this is what we talk about when we say real life enrichment. Okay, so now I think you're going to tell us about RSVP.
Yes, so the RSVP program, it is a program that is kind of geared and customized to your community. So the organizations that have RSVP grants, they figure out what are the needs in the community that that volunteers could help with. And then they place volunteers in those activities. So our RSVP volunteers do everything from, tutoring and mentoring as well, but they also may be working in healthcare facilities. We have people who are working in veterans facilities to help navigate that whole process. We have volunteers who are supporting food pantries, environmental programs, just any kind of other community-based organization or cultural institution that needs help. So some examples might be you might be placed at a place that supports workforce development and job readiness, and you might be helping people who are coming in to get ready to find their employment. With some volunteers, they help with tax preparation for people who, you know, can't afford to go to a CPA. They help them get their taxes together. Or we have volunteers who also go through a little extra training in tax preparation, and they help military families. Their taxes are very, very complex,
yes,
but they get trained, and they help them to get their taxes in and make sure it's all correct.
Many years ago, I was the host of IRS Tax Beat, and I know how difficult mm-hmm. those military taxes are and farm taxes for those people in a farming community. And so I just want to point out here that one of the great disappointments in life is after you retire, your skills tend to be not necessary. You love the idea of leisure for a while. They call it retirement honeymoon period. And then after that, what am I going to do with my life? And what am I going to mm-hmm. do with a lifetime of skills? Well, here's something you can do with a lifetime of skills. You can use it through the RSVP program. And we're going to help make you really powerful volunteers, not just licking the envelopes, which is sometimes needed too. So don't you go away. We're taking a little bit of a break. We're going to tell you all about our Ageless Ambassador program, where you can volunteer here domestically through AmeriCorps seniors and other organizations, or volunteer all over the world. Don't you go anywhere. We're back, and we're back discussing one of the most important programs that I wish were, I mean, there's 140,000 people in this, and yet it's too much under the radar. I'm here with Italia Sergi, and she is the director of AmeriCorps Seniors. She's telling us, whetting our appetite for what we can do with our next stage of life. Now, you have more programs. RSVP is a very broad program with lots to do, but I wanted to concentrate just for a moment on something I didn't know about, called volunteer days, like 9/11 days, Martin Luther King. Could you explain to us what that is?
Yeah, I will share one other program that we have that's part of our kind of signature group is Senior Companions, and that's a program where volunteers support other older adults and people who are living with disabilities to be able to live independently in their home. So you go into their home, help them with some of their daily living activities that they need to do, nothing very medical, but go in and help them with that and provide companionship for them, because we know that social isolation can really have a negative impact on people, and so this program really helps to kind of mitigate those impacts. Those volunteers may also provide some respite services for people who are taking care of their loved ones in their home and just need a little bit of help. So that's another one of our three kind of big signature programs. But we do have days of service within the agency. And so Martin Luther King Day and 9/11 are our days of service. And so when those days happen, organizations around the country receive grants from us, and they pull together volunteers to do service on those days or around those days just to really lift up what service means to our country.
Well, this is beautiful, and I do want to mention a couple of things before we take a little bit of our break to tell everybody about our trips, and that's this. I just came back from Vietnam, and there was part of my journey for the International Federation on Aging, which had to do with the fact that I'm one of their representatives to the UN. And there I discovered a Vietnamese program, and that's a very under-resourced nation compared to the United States. But they have a program similar to your Senior Companion program in every village, yeah, where older adults help other older adults. And I was very, very jealous of it. I'll tell you the truth. I said, my goodness, look what they're doing. Well, we're doing it too. And how are we doing it? Through AmeriCorps Seniors. So we've got that. Yeah, and we don't have to have that imposed by our government. We have it supported by our government. Such a beautiful thing. So I want to tell everybody about our trips, because we can volunteer together and go to some really exotic and wonderful places. Don't go anywhere. We come back. I want to talk about what you have seen, Italia, as the seniors that are involved in this, what it's done for them, not what they're doing for others, but what it's done for them. Don't you guys go anywhere. So we're back, and we're back with a premise. And the premise is that one of the things that could light up your life is you giving what Italian surgery just called service. Service to others, really, it's for yourself. So how do you help somebody? Somebody says, well, I want to do this. What have you seen that would motivate people to really do it in the lives of the folks that have been volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors Programs?
Yeah, so what I would say is one of the things that we see is that our volunteers speak to us a lot about finding a purpose. Like you said, once you kind of retire, you kind of get a little disconnected from that work group that you had, and they always talk about how it helps them find a purpose and a way to, like you said, continue to use their skills to help others. So they get reconnected. Our volunteers, every program brings their volunteers together periodically. Some of them come together monthly. Some of them come together maybe every other month or so. But they do come together, and people get connected. So you also build new friendships, new connections in your community to other like-minded people who are out there also supporting their community through service. In addition, we did a study. I saw this myself personally, but we did a study on how it impacts the health of our volunteers. And
yes.
84%
Bingo.
Of our volunteers, 84% reported improved or stable health. They had 88% reported decreased feelings of isolation, and 78% reported that they felt less depressed. So it really does help to improve both your physical and mental health.
Yeah, so let me tell you something. I am a volunteer in a lot of places, but one of them is my local museum. And I do the art education coordination for the children. So last night, we didn't have volunteers because I live in a very, very hot place, Palm Springs, and they're not back yet. The snowbirds aren't back. For 3 hours, I stood, never sitting, helping those kids. I didn't even think of it for a minute. Yeah, I think that part of my personal health is that I physically work with some of these children, but mental health for sure. And you mentioned isolation. The Surgeon General has just issued a report saying that smoking is less dangerous to your health than isolation. How do you like that? It's the number one killer of older adults. And in COVID, more people died because they didn't see other people than almost anything else. They just kind of disintegrated. So here we have a way of staying connected but also living longer and healthier. What could be better? But now let's just talk about some of the hard benefits, hardcore benefits, like how you train people, some of the even the insurance benefits that you can get if you're younger. I mean, this really is a community of some benefits for the volunteers. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so all of our programs provide some basic kind of liability insurance. So while you're volunteering, you know, accident insurance, car insurance, if you are driving to and from or delivering meals, they want to make sure that you're covered on that. So all of our programs offer that. Our foster grandparent and senior companion programs also offer a very small stipend, hourly stipend, for volunteers who are within 200% of the poverty level for their income. And this is just to really help offset any costs that they may incur volunteering and to help them to be able to volunteer as well. Then, yes, all of our volunteers receive training. That training is definitely in the service that you're providing. So if you want to, say, volunteer in the foster grandparent program, but you're feeling like, well, you know, I haven't interacted with children for a long time, or I never was a teacher, I've never been a tutor, that is okay. All of our programs will train you to do the volunteer service that you are interested in. We have people who help other people navigate things like Medicare and Medicaid. They were trained to do that. We also will do trainings on other things. Part of AmeriCorps Seniors' mission is not just to serve the community. We were created to also serve the older adults who participate and volunteer in our program. So our programs also offer trainings that are just about things that you might want to know about. So they offer training on how to, you know, understand any new laws that might be coming out about benefits and Social Security. They talk about things like health and wellness, but may not be related to the service that you're providing. So they also integrate things in that are just for you to learn about as you go through the training as well. And you can use those things in your personal life as well as your service.
Yeah, so this is such a wonderful thing to enter into. It's really a navigator, a network system for so much that will be fulfilling and health-giving. And I did want to add one thing, though. Before we take a break, I want to tell people about a problem I had, and I solved it. I hope I solved it for everybody. And that is, I really did get marginalized. I've been volunteering a lot, and because I know marketing, I know this and that, I thought, well, they're going to use my skills. But no, there was definitely ageism. There's no doubt. We got to call it out in the staff of a lot of big nonprofit organizations. And we were almost as volunteers a burden. Oh, now we got to get these old people something to do. This will not happen with AmeriCorps seniors. I want to bring that out. But you have a responsibility, too, as a volunteer. And that is showing up. That's number one. Picking where you would really feel that in your heart you're motivated, number two. And number three is learning how to speak out. So I'm going to take a minute now to tell you about Speak Out Communication. It's a course that I developed so that I could give everything I had to give. And then the United Nations took it up in several areas to use it to make people stronger advocates. But it's available to you. So let's take a minute to explain that and go right back to Italia, because I have a really important personal question to ask her. Don't go anywhere. So we are now back, and I have a personal question, and it's almost, I'm a little bit tearful here. You've got a Pathfinder. Yeah, I'll tell you why. You've got a Pathfinder program. I want you to tell people about the Pathfinder program, but I'll tell you in what context. My mother. So my mother was a really, really accomplishing, productive woman. And she really had nothing. She had no money. My dad had died. And she took herself up by the bootstraps. And then she became 75 years old. And she wanted to volunteer. And I'm not kidding you, for almost 20 years, she looked for a place that really wanted her services. Did not know about AmeriCorps Senior, which breaks my heart, and could not find her path to the right place to volunteer, and felt useless. Now, that was a long time ago. Things have changed. Seniors have changed. Senior centers have changed. But tell us about that Pathfinder program, because I always thought if she knew about it, if I had known of it, I could have shared it with her and it would have made a difference. So for my sake, for Mom's sake, what's that Pathfinder program all about?
Yeah, we don't want anybody to feel like they can't find their way. So our Pathfinder is a database that is on our website at AmeriCorps.gov. And so when you go there and you look under AmeriCorps Seniors, you'll find the Pathfinder. The Pathfinder is a place where you can search for a volunteer opportunity, and you search by your state and your county. And when you get to your county and there's an opportunity there, it will give you the contact information so that you can reach out directly to our program directors in your local communities to talk to them about what opportunities they have. And so it is there for you to be able to use. If for some reason the Pathfinder doesn't work or you try to call and you can't get through, there's also a place that you can send us a message on the website. That message comes directly to the agency. They will route it to us in AmeriCorps Seniors. And we have a staff person that is responsible for checking on those messages and making sure that we follow up. So we are serious about helping you to find a way to our program. So please use the Pathfinder. We have different programs in different areas, but we have programs in every state. We have programs in the District of Columbia, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. So most places that people are in the U.S., we have a program that you could connect with, and directors that would really love to recruit you into their programs and get you connected with a service opportunity.
Okay, well, this is terrific. I'm going to change gears for a minute here, but first a shameless plug. I won't even throw it into an ad. Don't forget to join our Facebook salon. Every single week, we meet fabulous people together, fabulous travelers, experts in the field of life satisfaction. We have a great advisory board, including a social gerontologist, meaning somebody who can really help you get that life engagement we're talking about right now. All you have to do is go to agelesstraveler.com. You'll see everything is free. Just join our salon and be part of this movement for contributory aging. Meanwhile, we'll go on a lot of great trips. Okay, so I said I was going to switch gears. A lot of people listening may have to do with organizations, and one of my volunteers is that I'm a podcaster for the UN, and that particular podcast is called On the Ground, and Italia is for NGOs, non-governmental organizations. So we have 2,000 NGOs that listen to our show. And I'm going to be talking about AmeriCorps, too, because you give grants, as you said. Oh, why not just give us a little bit of what qualifications, though, are needed, if anybody's listening from an organization?
Yeah, so we give grants to nonprofit, community-based organizations. They can be, governmental within, like, a county or a city. They can be faith-based, tribal nations as well. So we give grants to those organizations in order to, engage and execute on programming in their communities. When we do have grant opportunities that come available, you can find those on the AmeriCorps.gov website under funding opportunities. There's a button at the top. You just go there, and all of our opportunities are listed. AmeriCorps Seniors Opportunities will be kind of, in the list with all of the other programs, but you can find us there. When we have an opportunity available, my team will do webinars to kind of talk about what the opportunity is, how you can apply, what are the different parts of the application. They'll go over those so that people can really, submit the best application that they can. And then they also hold office hours. So if you still have questions after you go to the webinar, they will put up some office hours. You can just log in and ask them any question that you need help on. Once you are once you are a grantee of AmeriCorps Seniors, my headquarters team plus our regional team provide technical assistance to help you get your program up and running if it's new, help you figure out, all the different compliance things that you have to do for our grant. But they are there to support you for the entire life of the grant. And we do ongoing trainings. We provide opportunities. When we hear about other funding from other federal agencies or other partner organizations, we make sure that we put that out there as well, so that the organizations that are grantees can make sure that their programming can continue and be as robust as they want it to be.
Well, this is wonderful. In another life, I was the executive director of Catalyst, which is a nonprofit for the delay and prevention of age-related diseases. And we went for grants. And it was not easy. It's very difficult. So if you are an organization that you think might qualify, please take a look at what AmeriCorps is doing. And remember how it's spelled, AmeriCorps.gov. Okay. Now, we'll take a little bit of a break. I want you all to understand what we're doing here at Ageless Traveler. It's a lot more than a travel show, as you can now see. It's really a life engagement show through travel. And through travel, you meet people. You get to see what you would like to accomplish in life, and then you come home. And when you come home, you have AmeriCorps. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Okay, sadly, we're coming almost to the end of the show, but I want to, again, switch gears. Many of the people who are listening are very powerful, mature adults, and they have younger family members who look up to them, who do listen to them. And how can they steer their younger friends, their younger family members to other areas of AmeriCorps that's not AmeriCorps seniors?
Yeah, so like I said, in our agency, we have four other programs that are slightly different from AmeriCorps seniors. So one is called NCCC, and they are looking to recruit people between the ages of 18 and 26. Then we have AmeriCorps VISTA, AmeriCorps State National, and Public Health AmeriCorps. And all of them, their age ranges just start at 18, and they go up. So all of those programs are looking to recruit members for their work that they're doing in the community. If you go, if you have someone in your family that you think would be interested in this, just have them go to the website. All of those programs also have pages where you can look at and see what types of opportunities they have available. This year is AmeriCorps' 30th anniversary. So it is a really great time to explore our website, our YouTube channels, our social media channels, because we are celebrating all of our programs and all of the stories of the service that happens around the country. And you can get a real sense of the types of opportunities, the type of service that everyone of all ages are doing across the country. And it gives you a good opportunity to look at and see what programs might be of interest. But if you have someone in your family that you think would be interested in this, please have them go to the website. We also sometimes have a recruitment team for the agency, and they do webinar calls where they talk a little bit more in depth about each program. So when you click on their page, there's a little sign-up box that will pop up, and they can sign up so that they can join the next webinar and learn even more.
So what I want to bring out here is that this is an extremely well-thought-out program. No matter where you start on that website, you're going to find ways to volunteer, to enrich your life, to help other people, to be contributory, and really to get healthier, which is all part of what this is about. So we come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for being with us. And I'm going to remind everybody to go to our YouTube channel, and you're going to meet Italia personally. And we're going to be talking a little bit on the air about her journey with volunteerism and volunteerism and how this helps her give back to the world, not only professionally, but personally as well. Thank you, Italia.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so there's a big ending and all kinds of stuff like that that we don't have to take your time for. And
okay.
Stuart is unmuting everyone. Now, you should have a link to a Zoom. Am I right, Stu?
Yep.
I'm going to go right on now. Is that okay? Yes?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, very, very good. It was terrific, and we're just going to go on. I'm only rushing so we get you off in time. All right?
Okay, all right.
Bye. I'm going to get off.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me.